We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce is the featured spot here today on In Focus. And we've got Janet Nichols, Charla Meisenheimer joining us. And we've been talking with Janet about her trip to D.C. You had some distinguished guests with you?
Yeah, this was the first year we had two members of the Sergeant Audie Murphy Club attend. We had Staff Sergeant Jamila Lane and Staff Sergeant Torian Harris. And the Sergeant Audie Murphy Club is really the junior NCO leaders who have some real potential. It's a leadership club that mentors junior enlisted through leadership, discipline, commitment, and caring. And they're very into leading by example. And that these two, junior NCOs are both staff sergeants. I don't know how long Torian's been in the Army, but Jamila's been in about 6 years. And, I mean, that just talks to how serious and how professional she is that she made it into that club and is a staff sergeant at 6 years. I mean, that's really, really good. They were just a tremendous help. They got to see so much. They got to meet Sergeant Major of the Army, the Chief of the Army, the Vice Chief. It must have been crazy for them, but they were such a help to the chapter, and it was really great to see them see this aspect of the Army, and so they could really get some pride in what they're doing and where they're going. And it's funny, a long, long time ago, I heard Command Sergeant Major Grinston, now Sergeant Major of the Army Grinston, talk awarding young soldiers and administering them into the Sergeant Audie Murphy Club, and him saying in a speech, this is who the future leaders of your Army is to the collected group of soldiers in the audience. And then here they are, and here he is years later. I mean, it was really nice to see that aspect of it and see the Army at work in terms of a leadership development. And considering we were talking about Leadership Manhattan, I thought it was a cool tie-in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that was just great. I've never been to D.C. So I'm hoping to get there at some point. But what an awesome opportunity for them and for you, too.
Oh, I mean, amazing. It's an amazing trip. I hope that maybe some of our AUSA members locally can try and go next year, it's really impressive. And I know a lot of people go and tour the monuments while they're there, going to Capitol Hill and speaking on Capitol Hill with your representatives. I mean, there's nothing like that. My grandfather came over from Italy on a boat, and here I am in my congressman and my senator's office talking to them. It's amazing as Americans that we can do that. And this is a way to get involved and really make a difference locally, not just to Fort Riley, but to our Manhattan community as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we got another event that is coming up here next month, and I know you're going to be back here tomorrow to talk more about it in depth, but let's talk a little bit on the Veterans Day Parade.
Yes, the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, the Manhattan Veterans Day Parade. It is Monday, November 11th. I know the past 2 years it's been over the weekend and there's been some confusion, but it is on Veterans Day. And there is school that day because part of our mission with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition is to promote patriotism throughout the community. And USD 383 gives us strong support and participation in that parade. I think the last numbers I saw, we were at about 2,000 participants, about 45 groups with 2,000 people marching. We're hoping to get up to 3. We've gotten a little over 3 1 year. I am due, as president of the Veterans Coalition, a beautiful Chamber of Commerce Day. The last two November 11th Veterans Days have been really cold. But every year, my memories is my younger daughter holding my husband's hands, and they're both in short sleeves, and her hoodie is tied around her waist. It can happen, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that it's warmer this year. But it's going to be a beautiful day. It is such a fun day. If you haven't seen all the flags, the marching bands, we are honoring World War II veterans of Battle of the Bulge and Normandy. We've got at least 20 World War II veterans as our grand marshals this year.
That's awesome.
The 75th anniversary. It's going to be a really wonderful day. So thanks.
Anytime you can go out and meet with those veterans, and I know I've gotten a couple of opportunities to do that here since I've been here, and you need to do it because, they're not going to be around much longer. World War II was 75, 80 years ago. But what a wonderful opportunity to thank them.
Yeah, it's living history. I mean, and honestly, that, you know, with some, you know, with the kids participating in the parades, and hopefully, you know, they'll be at the, some will be at the indoor ceremony after the parade, and the vet, a lot of the veterans are staying on for that. Hopefully we'll get some interactions there. It'll be a great day.
And that's a part I really enjoyed last year, was the ceremony itself. It's so neat to hear the kids' perspectives.
Yeah, it's fun. And we have a essay contest and a poster contest for the elementary school kids. You know, it's a great day. We have a lot of fun there.
All right. And it takes a lot of planning, huh?
Oh, months and months. And we have a huge, I mean, there were so many working parts. And this year, on top of coordinating the World War II veterans, for the first time in I don't know how long, we're going to have static displays from Fort Riley. And I'm waiting on one last check, but it looks like we will have an M1A2 tank post in front of City Park. So if you want to see a tank and touch a tank, there, it looks like we might have one. So
very cool.
Is your husband going to be working on that tank? And
he won't be working there, but I know he'll be hanging out with the tankers.
Okay, all right. I'm intrigued.
Well, he was a tanker. Who
I know that. I know that.
I know. I'm so excited. Well, it helps when the commanding general was the 50th commandant of the armor school. You know, he wanted a tank on Points Avenue, so I think we're getting it.
How much fun is that going to be?
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. It was quite a feat. But, I mean, General Kolaszewski said, let's put a tank out there. And when the folks at the city of Manhattan and at RCPD have been amazing to help make this happen.
He may just now have become my favorite general.
He's a good guy. He really is.
Well, that's exciting.
No, yeah. We're really glad. We're excited.
All right. We invite you to tune back in tomorrow. We'll go more in depth about Veterans Day activities tomorrow with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. As far as some other activities, Charlotte, what else do we have?
Well, we're going to do a ribbon cutting tomorrow at 3 o'clock for Pawnee Mental Health Crisis Stabilization. Seminars are going to open, and we're excited to be able to do that. It's at 1558 Hayes Drive. We hope that you can come out and join us for that celebration of that facility. You know, it's such an integral part of our community, and we're excited that they allowed us to be a part of that. So we're looking forward to that. Another big thing that we really work for in the chamber is education, and we try to provide as much educational opportunities as we possibly can for our business owners, whether it's for themselves personally or their employees or even family members, quite honestly. And one of the things that we do is a Success in 60 program. That program, as it sounds, it's a 60-minute program. Funny how that kind of works. So we have several that are upcoming, conversations on HR. We know that over 80% of our members have 25 or less employees. So we know that you're the opener, you're the closer, you're the marketing person, you're the IT person, you're the HR person, you're the accountant, you're all of those things at some point in time. So we want to be able to bring in speakers and be able to provide some good education so that you can take them back to your business. So October 30th, it's documentation and dilemma and HR and what that means for you. Documentation, right? So we kind of hear that. Kind of gets so nervous sometimes. And actually, Cindy Vellante is going to be teaching that. And Cindy is the HR person for Riley County. She's great. We'll be doing one on November 5th on sexual and unlawful harassment and how that happens in the workplace and what you need to be aware of and how you take care of that. And that's actually by Chris Robinson. And Chris is the human resource specialist with the Riley County Police Department. So I think there's going to be some great information that come out from that. And then November the 19th is going to be that good old employee handbook. It's probably time to update. I mean, if it's something that you have on your shelf and you just haven't updated it for a while or haven't taken a look at it, we would hope to see you at Success in 60 on November the 5th. You can find all of these on our website, manhattan.org, again, under Learning Opportunities, Learn, Succeed, and Apply, and under Success in 60. They all start at 11:45 with the speaker beginning at 12 noon. Bring your own lunch. We'll provide some beverages and some snacks. It's part of the value that we provide as a membership opportunity to our members, so it is free to our members. There's a small fee involved if you're a non-chamber member to attend as well. Today, actually, we are have a speaker brought in, Rhett Lubach, and he is actually speaking as right this moment. I think they're going to take a break in 14 minutes for the first session on the 12 ways of communicating with customer service. And this afternoon, he's going to be speaking on you can either manage your time or your time manages you. So that's certainly what I need to be a part of. So we always are trying to bring in and make sure that we provide some great different educational opportunities for our members in the community. Along those lines, we have our Women in Business Day of our Women in Business Day of workshops. So the Women in Business program, we've spoken on that before last time I was here, Brandon, and we have partnered with the SBDC to put on these workshops. It'll be on October the 29th. There are four separate workshops. One is marketing. One is certification and government contracting. One is finance, basics and resources. And the last one is topics and business management. The cost is only $25. You can come to one or all four for that price. Again, we'll have some light refreshments and snacks. Lunch will be on your own. So again, those are information that you can find on our website under the Women in Business Programming.
All right. Well, these are all great opportunities and so many things that you don't think about all the time, but For these to exist from time to time here in the community, what a great service that is.
We're honored to be able to do that. We feel very passionately about that. What can we do to help businesses succeed in this community? That's what we want to be able to do. And we do feel that education is always a winning opportunity. We are certainly open to avenues of, hey, we could use some help with X. We tell our members all the time, if you're having that issue, I guarantee you another business is too. So let's find a solution for that. Let's get some information. Let's solve that.
All right. Let's take a break. More in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.